Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, sorry, I've been on a kick lately giving financial advice to young people. I did a video a few weeks ago called Six Financial Tips for Teenagers, and it seemed to hit a chord with you all. So today I'd like to continue in the same vein and give some financial advice to young people who are graduating from college and getting that first job. Or maybe you are smart enough to find an occupation without the cost of college. Either way, you're an adult now. The world is your oyster, and it's time to take ownership of your life. So here it is, three things you should do when you land your first job. Number one, don't increase your lifestyle. I think it's built into each one of us. It's basic human nature that when we have more money coming into us in the form of income from a new job, we immediately start to think of how we can spend it. Our inner voice says, treat yourself. You worked hard for this. You deserve this. Well, I'm saying you need to treat your future self. Don't increase your spending. Don't buy a new car and sign up for car payments. Don't go on a shopping spree. Don't buy the new iPhone. Yes, there might be money in the bank that's burning a hole in your pocket, but trust me, you are in a unique position, and this is the time that will make or break your financial future. Making the right decision now could put you decades ahead financially of your peer group and certainly the rest of normal America. So don't increase your lifestyle, but what should you do with your money? And here's point number two, harness the power of your income. That's right, I'm not speaking with hyperbole here. Every extra dollar that comes to you carries with it potential. If you're young and just getting started off, that potential is enormous. So harness the power of your income by sitting down and creating a detailed plan of what you're going to do with each dollar. Some people call this a budget. I don't like that term. To me, a budget says, no, you can't buy that. I'd rather call it a spending plan. Now, a spending plan says, yes, you have the money. Be guilt-free and spend it if you want to, but do it on purpose. Otherwise, you will naturally start spending more than you want, and those dollars that have such potential will start being carried away by Amazon and Starbucks. Let me back up and give you some pointers on how to create your first spending plan. First, print off your pay stub and find out what you get paid each month. This is called your gross income. Now, as you look at your pay stub, you'll notice right away there will be some deductions. Yes, in our great country of America, everyone will find out that FICA shows up and takes some of the money that you just earned. 6.2% of income will go to Social Security, and 1.45% will go to Medicare. That's FICA. You'll have some federal taxes withheld. You may have some state taxes withheld unless you live in a state where there's no income tax. Good for you. And you may have some city taxes withheld as well. You'll probably also have some health insurance premiums deducted, maybe things like dental and vision insurance, group life insurance, and HSA contributions. The money that finally hits your checking account after all of that is called net income. Write your monthly net income at the top of your spreadsheet or a piece of paper and start developing your spending plan. You're essentially spending your money, as Dave Ramsey calls it, on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Try to be all-inclusive of the things that you spend money on. Now, don't worry, if you forget something or find out something that you don't have a category for, you can adjust your spending plan the next month. But here's some main categories that you'll need to hit. Number one, as a Christian, I always try to give 10% of my income to my church, so that's the first thing on my spending plan. The next thing I would put on my list is savings. Always try to save 15% of your income towards retirement. You'll also have categories like housing, food, utilities, transportation. Now, don't forget a miscellaneous category. It shouldn't be a surprise that every so often you need to buy deodorant. Hopefully you're buying deodorant. And maybe cleaning something from time to time. Now, you might also have some sinking funds for things that you're not buying now but want to buy in the future. And a sinking fund is simply a place where you park cash for a purchase in the future. Things like buying a new suit, planning for a trip in advance and being ready to pay cash for it, buying a car someday, getting ready to put a down payment on a house. You know, all the adulting things. So when you get your first job, don't increase your lifestyle. Do create a detailed plan, a spending plan of how you're going to harness the power of each of your dollars. And third, start creating financial momentum. Honestly, when I got my first job, I did the first two pretty well. I graduated college with a bachelor's of science in electrical engineering. I got my first job as an engineer making $45,000 a year. I actually moved into my parents' basement. Not because I needed to, but because I wanted to keep my expenses very low. I drove a beater. And that first year, I paid off all of my school debt, and I started putting in 25% of my income into my 401k. The next year, I moved out of state and still kept my expenses low. I lived in a tiny apartment. I didn't even have the internet. Yes, the internet was invented. It was like 2004. But I wish I had more financial focus early on. I wish I had read books like The Total Money Makeover, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or Everyday Millionaires. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Start creating financial momentum by building assets that appreciate. This can be something like a rental property or even a brokerage account. The point is, the earlier you get the ball rolling, the bigger effect it will have later in life. This will give you less financial stress and more opportunities in the future. I wish instead of living in that tiny apartment, I bought a duplex and lived in one side while the rent from my tenant covered my mortgage. That thing would have been paid off years ago and would now be supplementing my income, which would come in handy because I have 7 kids now and it turns out they're all really hungry. So when you land your first job, decide to go against the flow. Be really weird and don't increase your lifestyle. Develop a detailed, intentional spending plan. Read some good books, get some good advice, and start creating financial momentum. Of course, if you have a question or if there's anything we can do to help, reach out to the experienced advisors here at Whitaker Myers. We would be honored to help you start your journey. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, I'd appreciate if you hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.